This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago bank is the first in the nation to go under in 2026. The Sun-Times reports regulators on Friday shut down Metropolitan Capital Bank and Trust. It's in the River North neighborhood because of concerns over its financial stability. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation says no depositor will lose any money as a result of this action. Detroit-based First Independence Bank has acquired all the bank's deposits. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has pumped $5 million into a super PAC supporting Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton's bid for U.S. Senate. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports Pritzker's cousin, Jennifer Pritzker, also contributed a little over $1 million to that PAC. Stratton and U.S. Representatives Raja Krishnamoorthy and Robin Kelly have emerged as frontrunners in a crowded Democratic primary for retiring Senator Dick Durbin's seat. Federal campaign finance reports show Stratton ended last year with $1.1 million cash on hand, compared with Krishnamoorthy's $15 million war chest. Kelly, meantime, ended the year with a cash on hand total of nearly $1.6 million. A theatrical production based on marching band traditions at historically black colleges and universities kicked off its tour yesterday in Chicago. Drumline Live features original compositions and interpretations of top hits while performing choreography. Drumline Live creator Don Roberts tells our In the Loop program the show goes through the rich history of HBCU culture through the years.
I would listen to Temptations, Ray Charles, James Brown, and I was writing the show. I just said, wow, we got to go all the way back to the old school. We talk about HBCUs when it was, you know, the 60s, the 70s.
Roberts started his career as a high school band director and was asked to work as a band consultant on the 2002 Drumline movie. And it is Groundhog Day. Illinois' own forecasting buddy Woodstock Willie has some good news for you.
Willie looked skyward to the east, then behind to the ground, and stated clearly in groundhogese, I definitely do not see a shadow! Spring is coming!
The Groundhog's proclamation came out of Woodstock, Illinois, this morning, about an hour northwest of downtown Chicago. That's where the 1993 movie Groundhog Day was filmed. And only time will tell if Willie's prediction will stand up. Scientists say he's been right 60% of the time, and that's about 30% better than Punxsutawney Phil, Groundhog Day's official mascot out in Pennsylvania. This year, Phil did see his shadow. He says 6 more weeks of winter. You're listening to The Rundown. When it opens in June, the Obama Presidential Center will feature a museum and a library, and good food will be on the menu as well. My colleague, producer Sienna Greaves, takes us into the kitchen of Chicago chef Cliff Rome, who is shaping the vision for dining at the complex.
So as we do this, I tend to add my tomatoes next, because what I want is I want them to break down a little bit. Right, and so, again, a lot of times when we find this, like, Chef, how many triple grits do you think you'll do on a Saturday? About 40 or 50?
40 or 50. I'm in the kitchen at Peaches on 47th Street in the Bronzeville neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. The soul food spot is closed for the day, but the kitchen is humming as Chef Cliff Rome and his staff prepare food for the upcoming week.
Man, if they could smell this right now, did you see that? See, this is all creaminess, again, that I like.
It's gorgeous. It's such a luscious sauce.
Right?
Rome opened Peaches Restaurant more than a decade ago, and in that time, it has become a community hub, and Rome has expanded his businesses to oversee food and cafe services at the University of Chicago. But last year, he got the call. He was asked to shape the vision of food at the Obama Center. For the 53-year-old, hearing that his bid had been selected from a pool of applicants was a dream come true. On this day, the chef and entrepreneur's focus, though, is on a sauté pan, brimming with the ingredients for Peaches' famous shrimp and grits, a dish he feels deeply connected to.
My dad's side of the family is from New Orleans, and my mom's side of the family is from Michigan, right? So there's a battle a lot of times around, like, who makes the best food, period.
Rome's food is heavily inspired by his memories of the glory days of dining on the South Side.
Listen, back in the day when I was a kid, and on the South Side of Chicago, you had Gladys's, you had Army and Lou's, you had Isola's. These were staples on the South Side. This is where all the politicians were. You'd see celebrities there. You'd see movers and shakers. They were at those places. Now, they would go downtown, and clearly they'd go to all these other fancier places. But this wasn't white tablecloth. This was just good eating.
Stories and good eating are what diners can expect at the forthcoming Obama Center. Rome is planning a fine dining restaurant and a grab-and-go cafe.
The mission is for folks to come in culturally and have this experience, because we're not selling food at the end of the day, right? We are really selling experiences, and that's from the time you enter, or the time you purchase your ticket, to the time you leave that property.
I was curious about President Obama's palate and the dishes he wanted to see on the menu.
It's got to be some pie. Pie and burgers, right? Because he loves him some burgers.
Rome says President Obama doesn't like fanfare and fanciness.
It's not him. True. Like, he's really like, I'm simple. I want it good, though. It's got to be good. Like, don't bring me it if it's not good, because he'll tell you.
I asked Chef Rome how else the president's personality shows up on the menu.
I think President Obama clearly has his own story, and we are incorporating to that, right? He's been a narrator of what to expect, because this is his legacy. I think we are part of that legacy, right? South Side of Chicago, particularly in the Kenwood, Woodlawn, South Shore areas, there's a lot of history and culture there.
Back in the kitchen, Chef Rome plates my lunch. Plump shrimp sautéed with tomatoes, bacon, aromatics, and a velvety smooth cream sauce are poured over steaming hot cheddar grits.
That sauce is full of all that flavor. Oh, man.
And with that first bite, Rome's vision becomes clear. A food experience built on community, nostalgia, and good eating. Sienna Greaves, WBEZ News.
Weather, a cloudy and chilly day today, high in the upper 20s. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of snow, a low near 17, and then partly sunny on Tuesday, high again in the mid-20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.